Your main teaching rooms here, the community hall, and this seems to be rather on the fringe of the tree line, and the timbers are very big. Can you tell us where they came from?
Yes, we are just within the tree line here. As you know, it runs on diagonal across the bay and down at the Fraser side, of course, there in the Barrens on the coast. Further up the river, you get quite heavy timber, much larger growths, and this building is made of logs that came from about 60 miles down the river.
How did they get them down here?
They bundled them together and floated them down at high tide with the spring tides.
Well, with it being such a wide river, it's remarkable that they landed on the right side. I believe what did they do to guide them down here? Did they use their canoes?
Oh yes, they had a boat at both ends of the rapids and men out to catch them. They lost some bundles and recovered the odd log here and there during the summer, and I understand a couple of them even got as far as Burwell.
Well, it certainly looks very snug in there. Now, this community hall, it wasn't built as a school, was it? It's used by the people.
It was built as a community hall for the people. It was part of the beginning of a cooperative in this area, and it was meant to be used as a stopping place and meeting place during the winter. Mr. Larmer comes in, does his crafts there, meetings are held there, and so on, and we have asked the people to allow us the use of it as a school during the summer, and they were quite happy to do this.
I see. These fishing families, they winter up here. They don't go to Chimo then, on the whole, do they?
No, these are not Chimo people. These are George River people, and they winter in a camp up the Corrock, which they call Long River. It's within tree line, and they're on a lake there where they can fish through the ice. And some of them stay out in separate camps, but a good many of them camp together up the Corrock.
When you taught these children of the fisher folk last year, you had them for only 5 weeks. Did you find that they remembered anything when they came back? Because 5 weeks is not a long while to teach anyone English, is it?
5 weeks is a very short time to attend school, especially when you have 11 months to forget everything you learned in the 5 weeks. But I taught very little, and what I taught the children learned well. I was quite amazed at carryover. I had hoped there would be some, but I hadn't anticipated the amount that there would be, and I was quite pleased, frankly.
I'm sure you were. They certainly look very bright children. Joan, where is your next move to from here?
When we leave in August, I'm heading towards the University of Alaska. I've been appointed faculty there. I'll be doing part-time lecturing in psychology, but within the education department, and I'll be directing a large research project over a period of 2 years on native education.
Well, you're certainly the girl to know quite a lot about it. You've certainly had plenty of it. Joan, we wish you luck up there, and thank you very much.
We started out with 24 children. We've lost a couple because parents were homesick, and two of them were pretty young. I think in future years we'll revise our age groups so that we don't get the sixes and sevens. They really are too young.
You mean the parents missed their children too much and they just wanted them with them, is that it? Or they wanted to go to their home camps and forsake the fishing?
No, these parents are still fishing. The children were desperately homesick the first week, and parents came in, weren't quite convinced that the kids were being fed or that they were warm enough and so on. Although most parents, after talking with us for many hours, finally decided we weren't so bad after all. And however, the two young ones, the fathers claimed the mothers wanted the kids home, and the mothers claimed the fathers did. At any rate, we had a 6-year-old and 2 sevens depart.
So they went home. And the others, they sleep under canvas, as they would do if they were at home this time of the year, with skins, is that right?
Some of them brought their skins with them. In the summer, these people don't use skins. They keep them for winter pretty well.
At the community hall in George River, we met Miss Joan Ryan, after whom this longliner is named, on which we arrived here this morning. Tell me, Joan, how long have you been teaching in the North?
I've been in the North for summers of 57 and on, usually from May to September, although last year I was only here from June to September, and this year we're leaving late in August.
Which parts of the North have you been teaching in?
I taught in the Mackenzie for two summers at a place called Lac La Marte, which is about 85 miles northwest of Yellowknife on the north arm of Great Slave Lake. And I spent last summer at George River, and I'm here again this year, of course.
Eggs. The ducks have laid the eggs. Eggs. They are good. Are they good to eat? Yes. Mama took?
Yes.
Yes, good eggs. How many eggs do you see here?
Four.
How many here?
Two.
How many here?
Three.
And here?
One.
How many ducks do you see?
Two.
Okay. Put your to do so there.
We travelled up to the settlement at George River, where the school is held by Joan Ryan. We arrived on a boat which is named after Joan Ryan, and as soon as we reached the little school set in a recess behind two rocky headlands, we were greeted by the people as they came running down the cliff. We met Joan Ryan there. We were just in the middle of a luncheon of Arctic char, and about 30 little Eskimo children were busy in the dining room eating and stacking their plates as they moved from a course of Arctic char to a rather luscious-looking strawberry crumble. The food is all cooked by two school teachers who care for these children while their parents are on the fishing grounds. The parents go out and live in tents at a radius of up to 30 miles, and the men fish for char and gathering them from nets that are strung at right angles off the shore, and the women keep house in the tents, the white Arctic tents that are so common here.
Bannock in the tent.
Is this char for us, Joan?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Native style, I hope.
How do you cook it native style?
We just boil it on top of the stoves and its own juice, and tails and all, as you can see.
How many children are you caring for at the moment, Jim?
There are 24 of us all together, and of that 24, there are five adults.